My mind minds me. My mind minds me. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. My mind minds me. What does it mean when we say, my mind minds me? Well, when I tell my mind I don't feel good, then my body says, well, I'm designed to feel good all the time, and if you don't want to feel good, then I'll have you not feeling good. My mind says, oh, the weather is terrible. We're going to have some problems. And your mind, my mind says, the weather never bothers me half the time or all the time or any time. And why should it bother me now? But if you want to bother me because you say the weather is bad, then so it'll bother me. And relationships and friends who have illnesses or who have wholenesses and abundance, all of these things, our mind minds our thinking. Whatever our thinking is, our mind puts that into experience for us. Our body may say, I'm hungry, and our mind says, better eat. It's, you missed your breakfast, or you missed your lunch, or you missed your supper, you better eat. And then if you tell your mind, I am going on a fast. I am going to eat nothing for one solid week, 7 wonderful days. 21 wonderful days. Wow. 21 wonderful times. 3 times a day of eating I'm not going to do. Wow. Can I do that? Easy as falling off along. We do it all the time. But when we can't eat and we want to eat, then we feel terrible because our mind says, it's time to eat. Where's your food? Time to eat. Where's your food? Time to eat. Where's your food? Our mind talks to us and it says, here, you've got these habits that you've built up. Now, you're not fulfilling them. Fulfill these habits. Put these causes in motion. Let them happen to you. And if you don't let them happen, then your body responds and your tummy makes all sorts of gurgling sounds and your body makes all sorts of needing sounds. Oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, I'm so thirsty. Oh, I need it so much, you know. And the body complements your thinking by having that very thought go through your being. Yeah. Is that what we want in life? Do we want to be controlled by our body? Do we want to be controlled by miscellaneous thoughts that go through our mind? Do we want to be controlled by circumstances over which we seem to have no control? Let's know that that's not the case. Let's know that we understand that we are the master of our body. We are the master of our mind. We are the master of our circumstances. All that is necessary to do is to take control. To speak our word for whatever it is that's important to us. You're going to go to a party, and you really don't feel like a party. You feel like staying home and watching TV or relaxing or reading a book or whatever you want to do, but you don't feel like going to a party. And your family says, wow, this is going to be a great party. We're going to have a lot of fun. There's going to be all these friends that are going to be there. We're going to do such great things together. And you still say, I'd rather stay home. And then your little daughter says, Daddy, how come you're not happy about going to the party? Well, sweetheart, I have had a busy day, and I've had people in and out of my mind all day long. I thought I would just sit at home and enjoy my family and enjoy a little peace and quiet. But, Daddy, this is going to be fun. Because we're going to play games. We're going to do all sorts of good stuff, Daddy. We're going to do neat stuff. Oh, yeah, I guess we will, but I don't feel like it. Oh, come on, Daddy, feel like it. Come on, Daddy, feel like it. It's so much fun when you feel like it and we feel like it and we all do it. Daddy, can't you feel like it a little bit? And our daughter gets to us because we realize that this is just our own choice. This is just our own attitude. We are making ourselves unhappy about going to a party that could be perfectly ordinary or even exceptionally wonderful by our thought. Daddy, come on. Have fun with us. Come on, Daddy. We're going to do great things there, you know? And You wake up and you say, all right. Take a big breath and let out all that unhappiness, all that not having fun, and breathe in deep and say, okay, let's go for it. Let's go for it. I don't care what we do. It's going to be fun. I have no idea what's all going to be in this party, but we're going to have fun. And my mind minds me, and we have fun. Because I'm looking for the fun. I'm looking for the joy. I'm looking for the happiness. Our body says, whoops, you got cancer, you got cancer, you got cancer, you got cancer. And, oh, it sounds so terrible. It sounds so uncontrollable. But how did you get the cancer? The cancer is created by your mind. Oh, there are some physiological functions that happen sometimes that bring it forth, but most of the time, if not all the time, it happens by our thought. If it happens by our thought, my mind minds me, I might as well put a different thought in motion. What kind of thought can I have? My mind is whole and perfect. My body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Ooh, I am wonderful. And a friend comes up to you who just knew that you just heard you had cancer, and they say, oh, dear, I'm so unhappy for you to know that you have that problem. What's the problem? Well, I heard the doctor told you you had cancer. I forgot about it. You forgot about it? Well, it can't be very much. It can't be very much, and as far as I'm concerned, it's nothing at all. As far as I'm concerned, I'm whole and perfect. Oh, I'm so happy. Let me tell our friends that. Let me tell everybody that you're whole and perfect. That's wonderful. Wow. And lo and behold, you let go of those cancer thoughts, which you didn't want in the first place, and you claim the fact that you're whole and perfect. And all your friends join you. Wow, she's whole and perfect. Isn't that wonderful? My goodness gracious sakes alive. Yeah. There's a girl who works at a beauty shop here in Campbell. And she had an experience. And all of the neighborhood was watching and listening. And she came out of the experience with a happy heart and said, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And she felt just wonderful. And then she had a little bit of a fallback because she had the problem that she was facing, and it made her feel weak, and it made her feel that the situation was coming back. And so everybody puts up an announcement every place, pray for her, she's got this, pray for her, she's got that, she's got this, she's got that. And I said to myself, she's got nothing. She's whole and perfect. She's wonderful. She's fantastic. She's glorious. And just watch now. If everybody joins on the bandwagon, great. If nobody joins on the bandwagon, for me, she's whole and perfect. But what about her? When she's in my world, she's whole and perfect. And I have everyone in my world thinking that about her too. My mind minds me. And I teach everyone, my mind minds me. Every one of us can affirm that our mind minds us. And we put into motion those positive healing thoughts that bring positive healing results. I am whole and perfect now and forevermore. Yeah, it works. It works so wonderful. This is Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. Dial 1-888-463-8654. 1-888-463-8654, and you'll reach our corporate offices, and everyone answering the phone is a practitioner who will be able to speak their word of wholeness and perfection and joy and happiness, harmony, peace, and love for you the moment you ring. And then you say, I accept. And the practitioner says, voila, great, beautiful, fantastic. Bye. I love you. I love you. I love you.